With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk Gopher football here, because I feel like in a small way, Golden Gopher football has actually arrived. And I'm talking about arrived after a loss, as opposed to the talk that everybody had surrounding Gopher football leading up to the Iowa game. Okay? So now, leading up to the Iowa game, what was everybody saying about Golden Gopher football? Top 10 team, okay? You're number 8 in the college football playoff rankings. And when you look at Golden Gopher football, this is somewhere they had not been before, okay? Because clearly, way back in the day, there was no BCS. There was no college football play. None of that stuff. We're in a new rarefied air, in a new territory with Gopher football. But I think that a lot of Gopher fans were wondering, after being beaten by Iowa over the weekend, how fall will the Gophers – How far will the Gophers fall, okay? The Gophers fell 2 spots, okay? They fell from 8 to 10, which to me means everything from the standpoint that that shows you the respect that everybody has for Golden Gopher football in the year 2019. Because I'll be honest with you, I was concerned that we were going to fall out of the top 10. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. You never truly know, right? You never really know, especially with the college football playoff rankings.
Yeah, yeah, you don't know
how to evaluate.
Yeah, because you don't know how they're going to look at the Gopher loss, but then how are they going to look at that in comparison to some of the other
people's
team wins?
Yes, yes. So at the end of the day, the way that it shook out, the top 4 teams, and they got this right, LSU number 1, Ohio State number 2, mm-hmm. Clemson number 3, Georgia number 4. Then the next 4, Alabama at 5. But I think that they're in for a rude awakening because Tua's, done for the year, which is a very unfortunate injury. We'll get to that here a little bit later in the show. Alabama's 5, Oregon's 6, Utah is 7, Penn State is 8. And then you have who's right in front of the Gophers at 9? Because the Gophers are 10. And Iowa actually, because they ended up beating the Gophers, they jumped up to 17 in the polls. Okay?
And where were the Hawkeyes before that?
They were 23.
Okay, so I mean, I think
they go from 23 to 17.
Okay, so I mean, that's another way that you look at, a loss to Iowa on the road only cost the Gophers a couple spots, but a win over the Gophers vaulted Iowa into the top 20. You talk about number 9, 8 Penn State, 9 Oklahoma.
Okay.
And they had that crazy game with Baylor.
Yes. Yes.
28-3, the most dangerous lead in football.
And they earned it because that is just, I mean, that was a great come from behind victory for the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah, absolutely was.
But the Gophers sitting there at 10, to me that just tells you how much respect people are giving the Golden Gophers right now. Because I was not sure that they would only fall 2 spots. Like, I figured, and just being the Gopher fan in me, I'm saying to myself, oh, clearly we're going to be out of the top 10. That's not the case. The Golden Gophers are still getting respect. They are still a top 10 team in the college football playoff rankings, which means more than the polls. Now, with that, one of the things that was, I knew it was going to come up with people, because I even thought about it myself when I initially saw the rankings. The Nittany Lions are ahead of the Gophers. They both have 1 loss. And the immediate reaction by some Gopher fans was, how is Penn State ahead of the Gophers when they lost to the Gophers? Okay? And look, on the surface, I get it. I understand it. You're like saying to yourself, well, hold on, hold on. They got a loss. We got a loss. But they lost us. Shouldn't we be ahead of Penn State? Okay? That's what you think. Or that's what you say. And then I started thinking about it for a second. And then I looked it up. And that's not the case. It shouldn't be. I think that they got it right. Okay?
Yeah, whole body of work.
Yeah, it's exactly. The entire body of work of Penn State should have them ahead of the Golden Gophers. If you want to say, well, what do you mean like about the entire body of work with Penn State? They have more quality wins than the Gophers do. That's a fact.
Yeah.
The Gophers, the best win on the resume is beating Penn State. Who did Penn State beat? Well, non-conference, they beat Pitt. Pitt's a top 25. Pitt is second in the ACC, okay, with a 7-3 record.
Yeah.
So Pitt's having a good year, okay? But they beat Iowa, who we lost to, but they also beat Michigan. So they go on the road and beat Iowa, then they also beat Michigan.
Back-to-back weeks, both top 20 teams.
They just got more quality wins than we do.
Yeah, and that's
the
schedule.
Fair.
That's just the schedule.
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it's just fair at this point.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing now is Penn State has an opportunity this weekend to take down Ohio State. That's going to be a doozy of a game. That's going to be a good game. Now, Ohio State, nobody's shown any resistance to Ohio State so far this year. But that's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
Penn State versus Ohio State, and it's at Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean this is at the Horseshoe. So, I mean, Gopher fans, I think Gopher fans, no disrespect, I think everybody had their head in the clouds, and rightfully so. I mean, you beat Penn State, biggest win in 70 years. Enjoy it, but Iowa was a reality check. So I think we're back. I think that was a cold slap in the face. That was a cold water on the face for Gopher fans, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, Henry, I mean, Gopher fans have to be cheering for Ohio State this week, right? I mean,
I don't think it really matters.
You don't think it matters because
you're still on track to face them in the Big Ten championship game,
mm-hmm.
right?
So you'd love to see Ohio State come in with one loss then maybe.
Well, why wouldn't you want to face them undefeated and knock them off in the Big Ten championship game?
Well, I mean, if you've got Ohio State potentially in the Big Ten championship game, and I know you got to get through Northwestern and then Wisconsin, and oh my God, we're looking past Northwestern, and I can't believe that. I mean, if you're talking about
let me cut you off.
Okay.
Let's cut to the chase.
Yes.
If you beat Ohio State in a championship game, you're making a case to be in the college football playoff.
Yeah, but my concern with Ohio State having one loss, and potentially maybe if that is to the Gophers in the Big Ten championship game, it's still a one-loss Ohio State team mm-hmm. versus a one-loss Minnesota team. So there are just some brands, and I was thinking about this as we were coming in, there are just some brands that are always going to get the benefit of a doubt. Ohio State is one. Alabama's won based on history. I mean, the resume, if we look at it tit for tat at the end of the year, and I mean, you know, we can look maybe, you know, 3-4 weeks down the road where these two teams should match up. The Gophers have to, I mean, they've got to go through the next three. You got to beat Northwestern, got to beat Wisconsin, and then whoever you play in the Big Ten championship game. But I mean, I don't know. I would almost imagine that I don't know who Gopher fans would want to have win that game this Saturday.
I want Ohio State to win the game. Because I guess
you want Ohio State undefeated.
I guess you're looking at it and you're trying to make the case that, well, what if they lose to Penn State and then you beat them in the Big Ten championship?
Yes.
Okay, so now they've got two losses. You got one loss. Let's deal with reality. This is University of Minnesota football, okay, facing Ohio State. You can sit there and say what you want. When it comes to selecting who goes in, mm-hmm. the Buckeyes are still the Buckeyes.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's where it boils out to some.
And the Gophers aren't going to get any favors because you know what they'll end up doing? In that scenario, they'll take two teams from the SEC. So I would rather it just be me. I would rather we go ahead and face an undefeated Ohio State team and we knock their ass off in the Big Ten championship and we just look that great. right?
It could happen.
It's not.
You might get your shot anyway.
We can sit here and we can hope and pray that there's a level playing field. It's not level, man.
No,
it's not level with Alabama. It's not level with Georgia. It's not level with Ohio State. It's just not.
No, and that's what I say. There are some programs that are always going to get the benefit of a doubt. I mean, Minnesota has not done anything to historically to deserve the benefit of a doubt.
We would have
over.
To get sustained success.
Yes,
in that
yes,
regard.
Yeah, you.
And Clemson's
have to.
Playing nobody.
Yeah, no. You have to. You have to do this for a significant amount of time before you even get yourself into. Well, maybe Minnesota. Minnesota's got to be damn near perfect for the rest of the season for them to even sniff the potential of a Final Four. And it even had to be that way before the game against Iowa. I mean, now you've left yourself no room for error.
Yep.
But it's fun to think about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.